Merry Christmas, Amalia Bedelia. Amalia Bedelia, said Mrs. Rogers, Christmas is just around the corner. It is, said Amalia Bedelia. Which corner? Said Mrs. Rogers, laughed, and said, I mean tomorrow's Christmas Day. I know that, said Amalia Bedelia. There's still so much to do, said Mrs. Rogers. We'll never finish. We'll make it, said Amalia Bedelia. Just tell me what to do. First, said Mrs. Rogers, make a date cake. Put lots of dates in it. All right, said Amalia Bedelia. She started to the kitchen. Wait, said Mrs. Rogers. Put these nuts in the cake too. She gave Amalia Bedelia a bag of nuts. Anything else? Said Amalia Bedelia. Do pop some corn, said Mrs. Rogers. I want to make popcorn balls. How much should I pop? Said Amalia Bedelia. I'll need 6 cups, said Mrs. Rogers. Amalia Bedelia went to the kitchen. I have never heard of date cake, she said, but I'll try my hand at it. Amalia Bedelia put some of this and a little of that into a bowl. She mixed and she mixed. Soon her batter was ready. Now, she said, I need lots of dates. Amalia Bedelia thought about this. A calendar, she said, that has lots of dates. Amalia Bedelia got a calendar. She cut off all of the dates. She dumped them into the cake. Now for the nuts, said Amalia Bedelia. She opened the bag of nuts. She dumped them into the cake. Amalia Bedelia mixed some more. Then she put the cake in the oven. I'll make a spice cake too, she said. I do love spice cake. So Amalia Bedelia made a spice cake. Now for the popcorn, she said. Amalia Bedelia measured 6 cups of corn. Then she popped and she popped and she popped. Mrs. Rogers must love popcorn balls, said Amalia Bedelia. Amy came to the back door. Amalia Bedelia, she called. Santa Claus is coming tonight. He's coming here, said Amalia Bedelia. Yes, said Amy. Thank you for telling me, said Amalia Bedelia. I'll tell Mrs. Rogers. Amy went on her way. That cake smells good, said Mrs. Rogers. She came into the kitchen. She stopped. Amalia Bedelia, she said, why did you pop so much corn? I only need 6 cups. And they popped 6 cups, said Amalia Bedelia. I meant 6 cups of popped popcorn, said Mrs. Rogers. Then you should have said so, said Amalia Bedelia. no, said Mrs. Rogers. Amy said Santa Claus is coming today, tonight, said Amelia Bedelia. Did you know that? Oh, yes, said Mrs. Rogers. He comes every year. Don't you remember him? You mean the man in the red suit? Said Amelia Bedelia, the one who comes down chimneys? That's right, said Mrs. Rogers. Oh my, said Amelia Bedelia. That chimney is a sight. I'll have to clean it. Mrs. Rogers laughed and said, don't bother, Santa Claus will manage. The telephone rang. I'll get it, said Mrs. Rogers. I'll see to my cakes, said Amelia Bedelia. She opened the oven. Just right, she said. I'll set them out to cool. Oh, Amelia Bedelia, called Mrs. Rogers. This is dreadful. Amelia Bedelia ran to Mrs. Rogers. What is it? She said, we forgot about Aunt Myra. We must go and get her, said Mrs. Rogers. Can you finish everything? said Mrs. Rogers. Of course I can, said Amelia Bedelia. I made a list, said Mrs. Rogers. I hope you will understand it. Don't you worry, said Amelia Bedelia. We will be back about 8 o'clock, said Mrs. Rogers. Aunt Myra loves Christmas carols. Could you agree to her with them? I'll do my best, said Amelia Bedelia. A car horn blew. That's it. That's Mr. Rogers, said Mrs. Rogers. She went out to the car. I better get busy, said Amelia Bedelia. What must I do first? She looked at the list and read. Stuff 6 stockings for the neighbor's children. Amelia Bedelia shook her head. Now that beats all, she said. I've stuffed turkeys, but I've never stuffed stockings. Amelia Bedelia went to the kitchen. That will take lots of stuffing, she said. So she made pans and pans of it. That should do it, said Amelia Bedelia. She found 6 stockings, and Amelia Bedelia stuffed them. She looked at her list. Hang the stockings on the mantel. Amelia Bedelia got some rope. She hung those stockings on the mantel. Stuffed and hung, she said. What's next? Trim the tree. Amelia Bedelia looked at the tree. It looks fine to me, she said. But if she wants to trim it, I'll trim it. So Amelia Bedelia trimmed the tree. Maybe it was too fast, she said. Emilia Petulia looked at the list. Oh, she said. I have to go to the store. In a bit, Emilia Petulia was back. The list says to put on colored balls, she said. I hope I bought enough. Emilia Petulia put colored balls on the tree, but the balls rolled right off. Shoot, she said. I'm going to tie you on. And she did. String on lots of lights. Read Emilia Petulia. She found lots of lights. She found some string. And she strung on those lights. What a fancy tree, said Emilia Petulia. I wonder what's next. She looked at the list. My word, she said. Put a big star on top of the tree. What kind of star does she want? A movie star? A rock star? A baseball star? Emilia Petulia sat down to think. I would like to be a star, she said. I guess everybody would. Suddenly, Emilia Petulia had an idea. That's it, she said. Everybody can be a star on this tree. Emilia Petulia made a sign. It said, see the star. She put it on the tree. She got a mirror. She tied it on the top of the tree. Emilia Petulia looked in the mirror. Hooray! She said, I'm a star. Emilia Petulia looked at the list. That's it, she said. I'll make those popcorn balls. Mrs. Rogers won't have time. Emilia Petulia made dozens of popcorn balls. Maybe Mrs. Rogers wanted these for the tree, she said. I'll put them on. Emilia Petulia wrapped the balls. She tied them on the tree. That does look nice, she said. Now I must make some telephone calls. Emilia Petulia made her calls. She looked at the clock. My, it's getting late, she said. I need some supper. Emilia Petulia made her supper. She ate it. Then she cleaned up the kitchen. The folks will be here soon, she said. I'll wait up front for them. A little later, the doorbell rang. Emilia Petulia opened the door. Come in, she said. Three children came in. They sat and talked with Emilia Petulia. A car turned into the drive. Here they are, said Emilia Petulia. You know what to do. The door opened. We're here, said Mrs. Rogers. Aunt Myra came in. Now, said Mrs. Rogers, said Emilia Petulia. Greetings, 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 said the three children. What's this about? Said Mrs. Rogers. You said to greet Aunt Myra with Carl's, said Emilia Petulia. Here's Carl Lee. Carl Green and Carl Lake. What lovely Carls, said Aunt Myra. Thank you. The children left. Mrs. Rogers saw the tree. Emily Bedelia, she shouted. What did you do to that tree? Popcorn balls, shouted Aunt Myra. I love popcorn balls. She ran to the tree. Look, shouted Aunt Myra. I'm a star. Mrs. Rogers began to splutter. Don't get angry, dear, said Mr. Rogers. It's Christmas, and Aunt Myra's happy. Be thankful for that. Oh, all right, said Mrs. Rogers. Let's have some cake. Just what I wanted, said Mr. Rogers. They all went to the kitchen. Emily Bedelia, said Mrs. Rogers, where is my cake? Emily Bedelia put the cake on the table. Mr. Rogers sliced it. What kind of cake is this? He said. It's full of paper and rocks. Let me see the paper, said Aunt Myra. She looked at it. I know, she said. It's a date cake. And your rocks are nuts, said Emily Bedelia. So they are, said Mr. Rogers. I was all set for some good cake. Here you are, said Emily Bedelia. She gave him some cake, her cake. Spice cake? Spice cake, said Aunt Myra. Emilia Bedelia, you're my kind of person. Delicious, said Mr. Rogers. I'll have another piece, said Mrs. Rogers. So will I, said Aunt Myra. They ate until most of the cake was gone. It's past my bedtime, said Aunt Myra. We should all go to sleep, said Mrs. Rogers. You too, Emily Bedelia, said Mr. Rogers. Wait a bit, said Emily Bedelia. I have work to do. Emily Bedelia washed the dishes. She heard something outside. What is that? She said. Emily Bedelia opened the door. Santa Claus, she said. Wait till I tell the folks. Said Santa Claus, you should be asleep. You shouldn't see me. Emily Bedelia closed her eyes. Now I can see you, she said. Please go to bed, said Santa Claus. I have work to do. sit. I'm on my way, said Amelia Bedelia. Good night, Santa Claus, called Amelia Bedelia. Good night, called Santa Claus. And Merry Christmas, Amelia Bedelia.